This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everybody. Many of us challenged by many different things that took place in our lives many years ago, a lot of it during our childhood. And we're dealing with it now in the form of depression, could be stress, anxiety. We've talked with this gentleman before about some of the ways to address that and what can be done. He is a clinical psychologist. He also is a spiritual psychologist, energy psychologist. And we're going to focus on that today. Energy psychology. What exactly does that mean? And how can it help us? So great to have him back with us. He is Dr. Will Newman on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And this whole thing that we're talking about today, energy psychology, it's one thing that we didn't touch upon. What exactly is it?
Energy psychology is a treatment to reduce the psychological symptoms of painful mental health disorders, such as all anxiety-related disorders, trauma, depression, and the behaviors that follow those disorders, such as addictions or experiences where it's the emotional pain is transferred for marital discord or family chaos or abuse. And the origin of energy psychology started when a man who was a chiropractor went to China in the 80s and learned about the acupuncture in the 1940s, and brought back the acupuncture teachings as it relates to tapping on the meridians rather than putting needles in the meridians. And it developed into a treatment called thought field therapy, and then was changed to another name called emotional freedom technique. And what that means is, instead of putting the needles in the meridians, you tap on the meridians that hold the imprint of the painful psychological distress that the body contains, to free it, to clear it out of the body.
Yeah, I've always wondered what was going on with tapping, and I knew it was hitting meridians, but I didn't realize that it was much of the same meridians or pathways that acupuncture addresses. Is one more effective than the other, or are they both work well in their own way?
They work well in their own way, meaning it's not easy for one to relieve emotional or psychological distress if one takes the time to make an appointment to have needles stuck in your body.
And so many people have aversions to that, even though they're very fine needles.
So by tapping on the meridians, it's easily done and rapidly done. Mm.
So when we talk about the energy psychology, let's go a little bit deeper into that and how that actually works.
Whenever there is emotional pain, there is an electrical biochemical circuitry. And the biochemical circuitry relates to the amygdala and the neurons that fire and they go through the nervous system, and then they spread out to all parts of the body. And most often when it's a high degree of emotional pain, traumatic fear of either observing harm to someone else or being a victim of harm from someone or near death or death, that flow of the along the neural pathway gets stored in the body. And if it's not cleared, the fear continues to be felt, even though the origin of the event is past. And this is a way to clear it out. It's an imprint, an energetic imprint.
How are we doing that to clear that out? And I got to imagine much of what we're talking about is things that we've carried for decades, potentially, right?
Right. For decades, and if one doesn't clear it, it's carried forever. It doesn't naturally go away. It can be ignited by some subconscious experience along that neural pathway. And so for that reason, if you clear that energetic imprint, then it reduces that emotional experience that started when, at the time of the event, there was the trauma, or minimally a very frightening or lonely or depressed experience.
Is this all tying back to what's in our sub? That's where it's sitting in our subconscious.
Yes. The body knows it's there, but in that biochemical electrical circuitry, if the body that's keeping the score doesn't connect to the consciousness of the mind, then it remains unconscious and it's dormant, and it lives there forever until it's cleared.
Until it comes up again from an experience, i.e., a trigger.
Yes.
Is it true, Dr. Will, that our subconscious doesn't know the difference between that event that happened when you were 7, or when a trigger comes up and you could be 47, and it comes back again? That feeling, whatever it is, whether it's fear of separation, anxiety, fear in general, all of that, it's the same emotion as it was back in the day when you first felt it, even as a kid.
Exactly. That's what I mean by an imprint of a biochemical electrical circuitry. It is contained in the body, and the trigger or the spark that leads to the fire of the pain of the original event burst into painful flames that can lead to behavioral changes, fight or flight, or freeze, or exhaustion and depletion and collapse.
Sure. Whatever it takes to make you feel better, and sometimes for some, that's a substance or an activity or something to get your mind off it, if you will. When we utilize these techniques, whether it's EFT or some other ones, I assume we'll get to, do we completely eradicate that emotion, that energy within us that could go back decades?
It's not completely eradicated until the repetition of the combination of treatments is applied. It's good for symptom relief, but that takes repetition and the integration of other treatments. There's not one treatment that clears everything all the time for everybody. And if it's not cleared, one, the physical containment of these painful emotions that are subconscious can awaken one to consciousness by the physical symptoms, such as headaches. That's muscle contraction headaches are from the emotions in the body, or gastrointestinal problems such as irritable bowel syndrome or ulcers are often the containment of the fear in the body. And now, scientific research even has found links between trauma and other diseases that were otherwise unknown of origin. So that's why it's so important. So this is a way to clear it rapidly and go down, keep going down more and more and more to deeper levels until it's all cleared. And as I said, if it's not from the repetition of the energy psychology, it could be done by integrating hypnosis, hypnotherapy, internal family systems, or ego state therapy. And most often, the integration of multiple treatments is the best solution for someone with complex trauma.
Would you say that these traumas, and we'll look at some of the more major ones, that it's almost like mini ticking time bombs, so to speak, within us, and they can be set off from an event that triggers them, but the way they could be set off is in not just the emotion that you're feeling, anxiety, depression, but they could be ignited and, as you said, cause migraines and other potentially major health issues.
Yes, that's a good metaphor.
Wow.
Time bombs that go off and do physical damage from the origin of a psychological event, a psychologically painful event.
It almost, it, you know, I view it as the, maybe not a time bomb on a timer, but an explosive sitting there, and the leads of the explosive go to, you know, a lot of times if, you know, back in the day you watch TV and a, you know, a detonator,
Yes.
that's your subconscious ready to set them off. Not wanting to, but, you know, when something comes up, it can, and all different, the explosion could be little, the explosion could be substantial in the form of disease and other things.
Yes.
Wow. So how do we get rid of this? EFT, we talked about that. What else can we do?
Well, and then there's another treatment called advanced integrative psychotherapy, which clears the chakras. And you put your hands, keep one hand on the heart and the other hand on the chakras, and you identify what the emotion is. And then with the anchor of one hand on the heart, you go down and you repeat that emotion, such as the fear in my body from my traumatic abuse. That's the crown chakra. Then you go down to the middle eye, the fear in my body from my traumatic abuse. Fear in my body from my traumatic abuse. Neck and up, the fear in my body from my traumatic abuse. And you go through all the chakras making that statement, and that effectively creates a message from the mind to the body intentionally to let it go. Because the combination of the sound, the intention, and touching the chakra becomes a convergence of energetic healing symphony orchestra. Like it combines itself to lead to the healing and the clearing. The body gets the message because of the integration of the sound, the thought, the touch, the intention.
Do you need to actually say what that, we call it abuse, but it could have been a, maybe just a situation that happened, in childhood. Do you need to specifically address it, or does that phrase that you use apply to pretty much anything?
I would say that you can address it based on what you're conscious of about the origin of the emotion. If you're not, you may say the fear in my body causing anxiety. Or the anger in my body from a past event. Whatever it is, you may describe it as briefly as you're able.
So, to illustrate this, did I ever share with you my throat chakra belief, personal situation?
No, tell us.
I'll keep this very brief. So,
Okay.
a year ago, I got this weird virus. I don't know where it came from. I have a suspicion it was a coworker who was coughing. I lost my voice. Never happened. Decades. Never happened. I was told by an ENT I might even need therapy to learn how to talk again. Like, this is what I do. Big fear
Yes.
there. It came back like 2 weeks later. All good. But then I've dealt with minor skin cancer over the years. I was just scratching my neck and something developed here, and it was a more elevated level of skin cancer. And in 12 weeks, it was the size of a quarter. Now I needed to get it addressed. They told me that it was stage three. They made a mistake. My intuition said it's not. I had it removed, a bunch of stitches, like 60, and done. Where am I going with this? Well, my mom had the same type of skin cancer about 7 years ago in the same spot around the throat. And the doctor I found after all a bunch of other doctors was her doctor. He just became available in the health system. And he was the one that said, "You're fine. We're going to take care of it. It's not stage three." Did the surgery. It was all good. Where, what does this all mean? Her cancer was around the throat chakra. Mine was around the throat chakra. I feel there was a family event that took place within the 10 years back, where family members didn't do the right thing that affected my mother and myself. She never spoke her truth about it, nor did I. And I truly believe that it manifested for both of us in the throat chakra area because of that, i.e., a trauma, an emotion that was not released. And what happened? It turned into a major disease. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I truly believe that that's what it was.
Yes, it makes complete sense, and I believe that too. And there are many other stories similar to yours of experiences of an emotional, painful experience leading to a physical or disease disorder.
It's just too coincidental or not between my mother, myself, and it being around the throat chakra area. And in addition to that, I lost my voice. So I didn't, another, it was almost like universe saying, "Well, you didn't speak your truth. And we're going to remind you of that because now you can't speak at all." But,
Yes.
how do you know, Dr. Will, when you use these different modalities to get rid of these things that are in us, these traumas and all of that, how do you know you've actually wiped it out, or to a major degree? Is it because you don't get triggered later in life? How would you even know?
Two ways. You can emotionally feel the relief, and you can physically feel the relief. that something changes in your body and you become conscious of it. So, for example, the headaches go away, and that's very noticeable. And when the headaches go away, one may later be aware that the anxiety, the fear, the anger, whatever existed before the headaches, it's an awareness of the connection between the mind and body. If one doesn't pay attention to the emotion, the body will speak, the energy of the distress will cause a disorder, a physical disorder.
I got proof for
That's
sure.
a very clear example, and twice in the family.
In the family,
Yes.
yeah. And we, out of everybody in the family, we were both, my mom and I, most affected by the situation. Would you also say that when you practice these modalities and you pretty much eradicate these emotions within, that when a similar situation presents itself, you're aware of it and you move past it right away, as opposed to getting nervous, having anxiety, having stress, and all of that? It's just, it's like, oh, wait, whoa, and then you move on. Is that also a sign that, yeah, I think I've kind of mastered that situation?
That's a good sign. That's an example of adjustment and recovery. For example, for a soldier who was in a battlefield, the loud noise of the exploded bombs could lead to the fear in the body that occurred from the result of the bomb. And when the healing develops more and more, the loud noise of a passing car can eventually not trigger the reaction of fear and falling to the ground to cover oneself from the effects of the bomb.
Would you say that all of us, and I don't want to say potentially all of us, I'm going to go and say all of us have many different traumas and emotions that we are holding on to all the time. Some of them may affect us and we're aware of them. Others we don't even know until they come up, but we're all walking around with that right now.
I would say for most people, there are some f fortunate few who have escaped what we are describing as a trauma, the threat of harm or well-being or death to oneself or someone else. But not many. Most of us have experienced it, if not directly, through the generations in the family. It gets passed on, generational trauma.
And again, we've talked about this before, how these can be very minor things, as appearing minor, bullied on the playground, or your mom had to go somewhere and you'd be like, no, please don't go, mom. You're 7, 6, 5 years old, and she left. I gotta go. Okay, and she leaves, and that made an imprint on you. And let's say your subconscious got proof of that somewhere else, and then it's kind of built up. Might not affect another child. That affected you. You're holding on to that. Now you have different fears as an adult, and you don't even know why this all comes up, but it's traced back to those early situations.
Yes, stress is additive and cumulative. The more that accumulates, the more it builds up if it's not cleared. So going back to the question of energy psychology, it's a rapid way to clear it in the body by tapping on the meridians or putting your hands on the chakras in clearing each chakra by moving one hand to the chakra while keeping the other hand on the heart, and acknowledging the emotion, the fear, the depression, the anger, the shame, the guilt, whatever it is, acknowledge it. So that activates the nervous system that connects the mind-body experience.
Do you need, final question here, do you need to know the event, or you're just talking about the emotion? Let's say, you know, what we were just mentioning before about a, you know, child's mom had to go to work or whatever it is, separation anxiety. So if, you know, would you say, I recognize that I have, you know, I'm experiencing separation anxiety and fear from that, and however you want to phrase it, do you need to know the event or just the emotion that you're dealing with?
Just the emotion. You don't have to know the exact event.
Got it.
And as long as you know the emotion and you acknowledge it, and you touch the chakra, the different chakras from the head all the way down to the tip of the spine by sitting on the hand, it can clear that energy of the emotional pain from whatever the experience was.
What's the phrase that you suggest to use?
With one hand on the heart, the other on the chakra. So this time I'm going to put it on my throat. Use the phrase, the fear in my body from, if you know the event, you say it, from a, if you don't know the event, from the past event. The shame in my body from, specifically if you know it, say it. If you don't, the past event that caused it. You identify it, you say it, and you touch that chakra, and you progressively go, start from the crown all the way down to the tip of the spine, which is the basic chakra.
Is that just the fear in my body because my mom left me when I was a child? The fear of being alone because my mom left me when I was young. Do you say anything after that, or you, that's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Then you leave it. Then at the very end, you clear it with the breath. You imagine the white light coming down from the crown, and as you breathe in, it fills your heart. And then as you exhale, when it passes the heart chakra, it sweeps all of the chakras down the spine, down the legs, and out the feet. And there's another practice that I find that most people benefit from the most. It's called heart-assisted therapy. And the whole focus is on the heart chakra, where two hands are on the heart, breathing in the golden white light of unconditional love, filling the heart, exhaling past the heart, clearing the chakras down the spine, out the legs, and out the feet, and doing it in sets of nine. Nine times you do the sequence of breath, and then shift your hands nine more times, shift your hands nine more times in sets of three. Three sets of three. Then you do it again in three more sets of three in the following way. When you breathe in and exhale, you say, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Breathe in, exhale, just as I am, the way I am, in mind, body, and spirit. And you do that three times. Shift the hands three more times, shift the hands three more times. Three sets of three, nine with the golden white light, nine with the golden white light and the statements, and then you follow with three, three, three of the breath at the end. That gives most people the most calmness and peace of all the energy psychology treatments that I offer people.
Wow. And in my studies, the numbers 3, 6, 9 are very powerful. We'll just leave it at that. There's that you didn't just make that up, though. There's a reason for it. And if you look at, and I don't do math, but if you look at all different formulas, even the universe and even within our bodies, they all come back to 3, 6, 9.
I know what you're referring to. That is true.
Yeah, just leave it at that. And, you know, I know this stuff sounds deep and kind of woo and all of that, but it works. And I'm convinced if I did all of this prior to having some, you know, health issues, which all resolved, probably wouldn't have to gone through that. My mom be the same. Dr. Will, how do we connect with you? How do we find you?
You may email me at... Dr. Bill Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, at gmail.com, or call me at 978-388-0022, or contact me through my website, Energy Psychologist Amesbury, MA.com.
Gotcha. And Amesbury, MA, is for Amesbury.
Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you for all the insight today. A lot of new stuff here and some validation too for me, you know, EFT and all of that. Truly appreciate it. And we'll get together soon again.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
We'll Most be right back. Welcome.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.